One Witness Radio Broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
We've seen and talked about that spiritual awakening before, but what it reminded me of was a prophecy of Jeannie Wilkerson. I'll just read this one part of it if I can actually find it. This was years ago when she did something called the roll call of the states. And there's this one part I want to, this is what she said about America. And the eagle being her insignia, speaking of America, she has a lot of characteristics of the eagle. The eagle soars to great heights, and it goes into high places in the mountains. But after a period of time, the eagle seems to grow old, and it loses all its feathers, and they are replaced by new. Its eyes have been blinded. Those blinded eyes will suddenly be renewed as it is given new sight. It has ground sight, and it has eyes that can see into the heavenlies. That's interesting. Never saw that really before. So he said, America, since the eagle was her insignia, she will be likened unto the eagle. She would have a period of time which she would go into a season when she would seem to grow old and look as though she was going to die. But I will again renew her youth like the eagle. Suddenly America, with renewing of its youth and renewing of its vision, will give a shriek and take off into the heavenlies. So he said, it is not by chance that her insignia is the eagle. Now, listen to this part. This is the part we'll concentrate some on this when we pray. So many things that have to do with the United States that depict her chosen by God for an end time work. Yes. That she's chosen by God for an end time work. And so that would mean that she would be finishing instead of us, this season of us being turned over to darkness. Then we would finish. America would actually finish her course. Now, I want to give you one more thing about this. I had prayed so much about doors in the last 2 years. I don't know, just all the times, everything became a door. I don't know if you ever had prayed in like that. But anyway, Paul talked a lot about doors. And I want to tell you about this door that is an opening for America, because it has very much to do with us. If you turn in Acts, the 16th chapter, you'll see Paul there. And he is actually trying to go to Asia. And notice here in Acts 16 here, we'll just read this one part right here, verse 6 of Acts 16. And Paul and Silas passed through the territory of Phrygia, Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the word in Asia. So the Holy Spirit said, no. All right. And when they had come opposite Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. No. All right. So passing by Mysia, they went down to Tros. And when they got to Tros, we know the Macedonian man comes to Paul in a vision and says, come over here, come over here. So that's his door. And if you actually go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12, He says that about, I'll just read that really fast to you. So you can see that Paul sees this, his door. And when I arrived at Troas, the good news, the gospel of Christ, a door was open for me in the Lord. So he saw this as a door open for him. And we know this is just a great, wonderful thing. This door opens for Philippi and the whole district of Macedonia. And then we see another door where Lydia gets saved and so on and so forth. But then notice Acts chapter 19. Go over a couple of verses here and we see this. Now, remember, Asia is locked up. No door open. And we know that they're going into Ephesus, and Ephesus was the worst of the worst because they worshiped the goddess Diana, the whole city, the whole place. All kinds of witchcraft, deception, corruption, devil worship. But suddenly, Paul, this door opens to Ephesus. He goes in there and he only finds 12 Christians. And he said, "Have y'all received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said, "We didn't ever even hear the Holy Ghost." And so Paul, in verse 6 of Acts 19, he lays hands on them. They receive the Holy Ghost and they begin to pray in other tongues and prophesy. So with these 12 people, now notice that about it. Here's this door. Suddenly it cracks open. Now it's not all the way open. It's just cracked open. But he keeps working the door. He keeps working the door. All right. And so they go into the synagogue for 3 months. Verse 8, he spoke boldly, persuading, arguing, pleading about the kingdom of God. But it was very stubborn there. And he couldn't get through. He couldn't get through. So he takes his meeting and he moves it over into another place. Into another place. And when he moves it over into another place, the door opens wider. All right? Until they get this door of extraordinary miracles, where there is such an anointing of God poured out that he has to devise a plan to get healing to the multitudes. He couldn't pray for all of them himself. So Paul devises this thing where I imagine he pinned the handkerchiefs to himself, or he prayed for handkerchiefs. And the people then took the handkerchiefs and they went out. And the handkerchiefs became storage batteries of the power of God. And so when it was laid on people, evil spirits came out. You know the story. The bodies were surcharged by the power of God. Okay, but that wasn't all. There are still these wicked people here. So he keeps going. The door opens a little wider, a little wider, a little wider, until it's all the way open. And by the end of this chapter here, we see all these people that are deceived and sporting their deception and corruption. We see they all come together in verse 19 and they burn all their satanic paraphernalia. They burn it up. And then it says in verse 20, the word of God began. The doors open all the way and the word of God begins to spread and prevail. All right. Now, so this is what I saw with this. Look what Paul, for America, look what Paul says in Acts, the 16th chapter, about this door right here into Asia. Do you realize that that all of Asia, you know, I'm believing that for America. The Lord, one time years ago, I was praying in the night and I was trying to think of this high and lofty number of Americans that would be saved. And the Lord said to me, "Why don't you ask for all of them?" Huh? I'm like, well, what a revelation to ask for all Americans to be saved. Because the blood of Jesus was poured out for everybody. Amen. But notice what Paul says about this door of Ephesus. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8, I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost. For a wide door, effectual, has opened to me. Now, this word effectual is a really interesting door.
The translation of it is that it is a working door. It works. It's the same Greek word is in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, where it says the word is working in you. There's this working where you can't see it. People say, I see the wind. Well, no, they don't really see the wind. They see the result of the wind. But there's this undercurrent of working that's working. Amen. Same word is in James 5 of the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. It makes tremendous power. Well, you see, those prayers are making things work. We can't see the working with our eyes, but the working is happening. And that's why that door opened for him. There was this working. He said, an effectual door, great and promising, and many adversaries. I just thought about America right now. Praise the Lord. Just the many adversaries. Hallelujah. But that word in 1 Thessalonians has to do with this active operation of power that is working because of the prayers of the saints. There is a power being released as we pray for this restoration of America. Something is working to open the door. And that's where I want you to actually release your faith today, that as we pray, not just here in this auditorium, but as you pray individually in your car, in the shower, wherever you are, wherever you're moved upon or cued or you think of it. It comes to you, you begin to pray. And because you pray, this undercurrent of working happens. The working, yes, the working of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we see here, as in Acts 19, we see here, little by little, step by step, more and more, this door is open wider and wider. And I believe that God, when He gives an assignment, I believe the Lord feeds. You know, maybe we'll talk about that sometime. The Lord actually, assignment prayers are different than just praying general prayers where you pray a list of things or these things here are the general things. Assignments in prayer are from heaven and they're God-fed. He feeds the prayer.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org. BilleyBrim.org.